Roosevelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Archbishop Alexander Williams and Fortune. President Putin in a welcome speech for dialogue with Catholic bishops. In international news, Uganda denies plans to block internet during the election. And finally, sports news, Amarin sacked by Man United after 14 months in charge. Look up front and reliable news every day. I'm Chikai Musakala. Act and Finance and National Planning Minister Chikoko Mulenga has expressed deep displeasure with several commercial banks for failing to process payments to farmers despite the government having released the necessary funds. Addressing farmers at the Northern Province Provincial Administration, the minister acknowledged the frustrations caused by the delay. The farmers who traveled from various satellite depots sought the minister's audience, noting that they felt unheard by local officials. Mr. Mulenga emphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema, being a farmer himself, deeply understands the challenges they are facing and is committed to resolving the matter. The minister revealed that the government released the funds in 30 December 2025. He noted that if banks had acted with necessary urgency, all farmers would have been paid by now. He reminded stakeholders that farmers are the backbone of the nation's food security and must be treated with respect and urgency they deserve. Mr. Mulenga further assured the farmers that the government is working to rectify logistical challenges to ensure that future payments are more serious.
Speaking
reason, Mr. Mew emphasized that President Hitler remains committed to dialogue as a preferred approach to addressing national concerns. He said the head of state has consistently maintained that open engagement is key to resolving differences and strengthening national unity. But the various talks are expected to provide a platform for constructive engagement between the government and the Catholic Church on issues affecting the country. And developed elsewhere, United Party for National Development UPND consultant Oliver Shalasepiso says Zambia's by-election system gives the ruling party a major advantage and is likely to shape the outcome of the upcoming Palma by-election. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Sepiso said the governing party, enjoys structural benefits because many of its members of parliament also serve as cabinet ministers, allowing them to campaign while continuing to receive ministerial and parliamentary benefits. He said although ministers are prohibited from using government vehicles during campaigns, they still have access to resources through parliament that opposition parties do not have, giving the ruling party a strong capacity to mobilize support. Mr. Sepiso explained that these concerns influenced proposals in Bill 7, which initially sought to remove by-elections in order to reduce the high cost of conducting elections. However, he said the proposal faced strong public resistance, with many citizens insisting on retaining power to choose their representatives despite the cost of elections. As a result, by-elections remain part of Zambia's democratic system, a decision Mr. Sepiso says reflects the will of the Zambian people. The Palma by-election are to be held on 15th January 2026. In international news, Uganda's authorities have denied reports that they are planning to cut access to the internet during next week's elections. The main opposition candidate last week repeated claims that government was going to block the internet to prevent his supporters from mobilizing and steering election results. On Friday, satellite internet provider Starlink restricted its services in Uganda following an order from the communications regulator, fueling these concerns. President Yoweri Museveni is seeking to extend the 40-year rule in the 15th January elections. His strongest challenger is expected to be Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobi Wine, a former pop star. This is a repeat of the 2021 poll, which saw widespread protests with dozens killed while the internet was cut for 2 days. Meanwhile, the government has banned live broadcasts of riots, unlawful processions, and other violent incidents ahead of the election, arguing that these could escalate tensions and spread panic. Still within international news, tens of thousands of people have been recently displaced by fighting in Sudan as the civil war rages on. The latest front of the war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, who have been fighting since April 2023, is southern Kordofan. In recent weeks, rapid support forces have bolstered their control over the west of the area, as well as their siege on Kadgli and Gilin of South Kordofan, where hundreds of thousands are now grappling with starvation. The rapid support forces are pressing deeper into oil-rich Kordofan area to at least capture the army's last stronghold in the neighboring Darfur Kingdom, or the Darfur region, in October. The conflict has triggered what the United Nations has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with both Sudanese army and rapid support forces accused of war crimes. We take a short break and we'll return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Introducing the original line of techno accessories from Target, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smart watches, waveforms, power packs, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yadrima Bandai. Now they'll be available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, techno.
From Lusaka, Otago, Livingston.